Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
It only takes one email. It only takes one moment for everything that was going in your way and direction. But the moment something happens and something gets kinked up and turned, suddenly we start backing, or somehow, God, have you forgotten me? The silence of God is something that the child of God has got to trust in that moment.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's get back into this message series with Pastor Rogers. This is the final message from the You Need to Know series. This is part two from that series, I Will Protect You. Let's go back into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
That we go, wow, I'm missing something in my life. I'm just going to tell you, you should prize the house of God and the worship of God, because, ladies and gentlemen, in this time when God is not saying a whole lot to everybody, He is still speaking to His children. Here's some things I want you to understand. You cannot wait to build hedges around your life. Spiritually speaking, you can't wait until the storm gets up in Mobile Bay before you go buy a generator. Where are my people here? You can't wait until the wind is blowing pine straw all over the place, sticking it into walls, to go find some bread on the shelf. 50,000 people have already taken it off the shelf. They're at home making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Job did not wait to start his relationship with God when he got in trouble. Job built a hedge around his own life, and God said it's a good thing and dropped his hedge of protection around his life. And that happened long before the tragedies of chapter 1. Now, if anybody was going to say, I think I'm having a 2020, that's going to be the new phrase. I just made that up. How you doing? I think I'm having a 2020. Now, if you put MD in front of that, you ain't doing right. So some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about. That's good. Job didn't say, I think I'll wait till I get in trouble to have a crisis relationship with God. See, most Christians are getting to a crisis relationship. They wait until they get in trouble. They wait until their son goes to jail. They wait until their daughter is pregnant. They wait until the problems come. And then, oh God, and we wonder then, because God doesn't answer me in 15 minutes like the McDonald window. We wonder then, where is God? And then we want to walk away from God. But that's not how it works. Hear this preacher this morning. It requires you to dwell in the secret place before the storm comes. Hedges are a spiritual connotation in the Word of God as a boundary around. And God dropped it so much around Job's life that, listen, it got the devil's attention. There is a hedge around your life, whether you know it or not, sitting right here in this room. We've got guys around this auditorium that are security, and they're walking around, and you know, they don't have security shirts on and all that, but they're watching out after what's going on. Sheriff's Department told us we've got the best camera system, better than Walmart. So you're seen. So don't do nothing dumb. They don't pick your nose either. Come on, we got that. God is like the guys that are in stealth this morning. He's dropped a hedge around it. Now, while you may not always recognize that hedge, the devil does. Because every time he tries to attack your life with something, and what's the purpose? Why don't you just leave me alone? Have you ever wanted to say to the devil, why don't you just leave me alone? I just want to let you know. 2020 is an obvious effect that the devil is not going to leave us alone. So you better suit up in the whole armor of God and get ready to fight the fight of faith. Because the battle's already been won. But your fight to stay in the position underneath the shadow of the Most High is what the devil's trying to push you off of that mark. Push you off of that mark. Oh, you got COVID. You're not. God's not healing. The devil is a liar. He's still healing people today. There were thousands of people that walked right into the Pacific Ocean just this past week for a revival that's happening out in California in the middle of fires where they surrendered their life to Jesus Christ and were all baptized at the same time. I came to tell you, Jesus is still healing. He's still saving. He's still delivering in spite of everything else that's going on. But some of you are Secret Service saints. Because you think, if I don't make too much noise, the devil will leave me and my family alone. And you find out tomorrow morning, there is that toad standing right in your face. Now the question is, what are you going to do at that moment? Because I submit to you that it's not your badness that attracts the devil's attention. It's your goodness. It's your uprightness. It's your integrity. It's your walk with all that praise. See, some of you didn't raise your hand in here this morning. You're hoping the devil don't see you raise your hand. We're in a time right now where preachers that have been preaching in the pulpit are being fined. In Idaho, a preacher was standing out in front of the courthouse singing hymns unto God, and the police came and arrested him, hauled him off to jail for singing hymns. What's that? I'm talking. This is not. Hey, the town was Moscow, Idaho. We would think it was Moscow, Russia. So what's going to happen with you when the devil comes knocking because you are walking upright before God? And I found out in this season of 2020, I'm freelancing right now. I found out in season 2020 that what people said, all right, I'm ready for this, pow, came from the backside. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? The thing I wasn't expecting. Job said, the thing I feared the most has come upon me. And he lost in chapter number one. You got time? Chapter number one, the Bible says, watch this. I mean, this is what's next. He said, and there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house, and there came a messenger unto Job, said the oxen were plowing and the ass were feeding beside them, and the Sabines fell upon them and took them away, and yea, there were slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and only I alone came to tell thee. In verse 16, and while he was yet speaking, there came another and said, the fire of God's fallen from heaven and has burned up all your sheep, Job, and the servants, and consumed them, and I alone am come to tell you. Thank you. What's next? The next verse. There's not even a verse in between that says Job caught his breath. Am I talking to anybody here in 2020 right now? While he was yet speaking, at that moment, if I was Job, I'd just say, all right, all y'all out the door. I don't want nobody else coming in here with no more bad news. I got a witness in the house here. While he was yet speaking, verse 17, there came in another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon you. Now, not only your sheep, but your camels. They took away your Ferrari and your, took it all away, burned it all up, and I'm the only one. There's only three guys. And while he was yet speaking in verse 18, another came and said, the sons and daughters were eating, your sons and daughters were eating, and behold, a great wind, a hurricane came from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, fell down on them. I'm the only one escaped to come tell you, your sons and daughters are all dead. And Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head, fell down on the ground and worshiped. He said, naked I came into this world, naked I'm leaving out of here. The Lord gave, listen, the Lord gave and the Lord taketh away, but blessed. Are you there? Can you say in the face of one thing after another, blessed be the name of the Lord? Pastor, I'm not there yet. I want to remind you, there's still a hedge around you. Wait a minute, Pastor. You just said all this bad news was coming. That's the message. Just because you belong to God does not mean you're not going to get faced with stuff. And in the hour we're in right now, it could come one after another after another. You better have the steadfastness of Job to say, though he slay me. I got 10 people out of here. That's exactly the rapture crowd. You better be able to say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. God, I don't know what you're doing. And in recent weeks, I haven't even heard your voice, and I'm still praising you. That's a good thing. Are you with me? There was a hedge all around his life, and God said, I'm going to drop the hedge on everything but his physical body. And it's almost like, Steve, it's almost like Satan went around to see if there was any place that he could get entry into. And when the devil was so frustrated, he said, God, the reason why I can't get to him is because you've got this invisible barrier around his life that I can't get in him from above or beneath or beside. Yeah. Psalm 34 says in verse 7, the angels of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him. There's a key there. There's a principle. He doesn't camp around about everybody. Only those that fear him. So here's your 3 points. Y'all been waiting to write. The devil said, Satan, or the devil said, God, I can't get to him. But the only reason why he's serving you is because he's got all this stuff. He's got camels and sheep, and he's got all of his kids are there, and they got kids and grandkids, and all that kind of stuff's going on. But you let me get to him. You let me get to Greg Neff, and I'll prove to you he's a hypocrite. And God said, you know what? I believe in Greg Neff so much. And I believe he's such a man of God of integrity and eschews evil that I'm going to let the attack come. And watch this. Here's the purpose. Because I'm going to tell you, I stood in this pulpit yesterday and I said, there has to be a purpose for Ramona McCall's death. And if all we do is put some flowers on the ground and take her to the cemetery and nobody's life has changed because she encountered you and you encountered her, then ladies and gentlemen, it is purposeless. I do not believe that's true. I don't believe it's true about her, and I don't believe it's true about you. I believe you are sent by God to this earth, and God has had a hedge of protection around you, and whether you know it or not, the angels of the Lord are encamped around about you. And because you sit in this house this morning and you worship God even when you don't feel like it, I want you to know God said, I got you back.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.